And now, how to talk with kids and teens about underage drinking. An initiative from the Department of Health Services is calling these conversations small talks, these short, casual conversations that help adults connect with kids on difficult topics. Have you talked with your child about alcohol? How did it go? Join in 800-642-1234. Cassandra Frisk is an outpatient therapist and women's recovery journey therapist at Family Services of Northeast Wisconsin in Green Bay. Cassandra, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
So when you hear about these small, casual conversations, the State Health Department urging them about the dangers of alcohol, and starting these conversations with kids around age 8, why start this young?
I think it's important to start conversations young, and research also shows this, because it helps kids get the information that they need. They get the truth from their parents and older adults, instead of trying to find out for themselves, through social media and things like that. Now it's so much easier to find misleading information. So having those conversations with your children young helps provide them with accurate information, and then also helps open up the conversation so they feel more comfortable coming to you in the future.
Yeah, in those small conversations, they seem kind of like low impact. The stakes aren't so high because, you know, something might not be wrong at that moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, research also shows for a lot of things, like medical conditions and as well as mental health conditions, like prevention is key. I mean, it's much easier to have an intervention when it's much earlier on, instead of when the problem is kind of in crisis.
Under state law, Wisconsin parents can take their child into bars and even allow them to drink under supervision. How does alcohol affect child development at different ages?
Oh man, it affects a lot of the brain development and just kind of mental health aspects. So we see that our brain, I mean, really, most adults also aren't really able to digest alcohol properly, but for children, the brain is still developing. And so when we have something come into our body that's foreign, that we're maybe not ready for, it can really alter some of the developmental process. So it's concerning because if we have children seeing a positive impact of alcohol, which I think is fine, but if we see that, oh, it's okay to be doing this at a young age, they're not really seeing the effects of what happens to the brain in the moment. So things like you might see, a higher risk of addiction, which is going to be difficult on your brain. And then also just developmentally. So the prefrontal cortex is the part of the brain that develops last. And that's where you get a lot of your decision-making and kind of reasoning part of the brain. That doesn't develop until we're in our 20s typically. So if we're drinking before then, it's going to alter that process and could maybe make it difficult to have some of those reasoning skills in the future.
Cassandra, what changes in attitudes or behaviors might suggest that your teenager has started drinking? What might you be looking for?
I think it depends on your relationship with your child already. So if you have a pretty strong relationship with your child and you know that they're telling you mostly everything, you know that, you know the people they're spending their time with, you know what they're doing after school, those kind of things. If you know that already, and then they start to pull back and not tell you as much, they kind of become more secretive. Maybe you catch them lying more than normal. That would be a concern. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily that they're drinking. Also teenagers and young kids try to, they try to rock the boat, see what they can get away with. But I think that's a good kind of red flag as far as knowing your child, and maybe you don't have such a relationship with your child and you're working on it. And then at that point, you know, asking questions, like if you notice that they are more withdrawn from you, and that's pretty typical, providing yourself an opportunity to go in and talk to them more often, kind of give them some tools as far as like things to do other than drinking.
We have therapist Cassandra Frisk explaining approaches to talking with kids about alcohol use and underage drinking. What do you want to know about underage drinking or addiction? How were your experiences as a child shaped around alcohol? When did you start drinking? What do you wish someone had told you as a teen? Still time to talk about this. 800-642-1234 to join in. That's 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Cassandra Frisk here in the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about kids and underage drinking, a health problem here in Wisconsin. According to the state health department, nearly 3 out of 5 Wisconsin teens have tried alcohol. 2/3 of Wisconsin teens don't see underage drinking as a risk. So with these stats in mind, what have you talked about with your teen or child about drinking? Have you brought up conversations about underage drinking? How have they gone? 800-642-1234 to join in. Cassandra Frisk is an outpatient therapist at Family Services of Northeast Wisconsin and with us for about 9 more minutes. Cassandra, there was a study recently that looked at how alcohol is portrayed in popular TikTok videos. And so the researchers, they poured through 100 videos with the alcohol hashtag that were collectively viewed about 300 million times. And the vast majority of the videos were pro-alcohol, in favor of alcohol. How surprising is that?
Unfortunately, it's not too surprising. I think that in the realm of social media, a lot of things are glorified and kind of skewed in a way that isn't maybe so much reality as just more of how people want to portray everything. So, yeah, unfortunately, not very surprising.
Are there pressures we might not be aware of to drink and pressures to consume alcohol that are through social media channels?
Well, maybe. It's hard to say. I think there's always been a pressure for people, no matter what generation they've had or what generation they are considering. There's always a pressure to drink alcohol, like that peer pressure kind of comes out for people. And I think now it's just we're able to see it firsthand, and it's kind of easier access to get to those pressures as far as the social media aspect of things. So I think that there's still a good amount of kids out there who aren't pressured by it. But then also, I think seeing these videos, like I said, kind of glorifying alcohol consumption, like having a good time, that kind of thing, is what's concerning. And I think that's where people get kind of caught up in wanting to be a part of that.
Yeah, you know, when you say glorifying alcohol and really ignoring the actual side effects, because the TikTok study found consuming multiple drinks quickly was depicted in more than half of the videos, and the signs of actual intoxication were really rare. So how can parents talk with kids about alcohol's effects?
Parents should talk to kids very honestly about alcohol. Like it's not for most people, well, for everybody, the side effects are going to be different. I mean, some people are just allergic to alcohol and they don't know that until they try it, where there's people that can maybe tolerate more than others. So I think having an honest conversation with your child as far as how, sure, maybe some of these social media platforms, TikTok is showing one way of drinking, like you mentioned, but not, I mean, you get to a point where they can't probably be showing videos of them being intoxicated because they can't work a phone anymore. Like it's, there's no way for people to, like you said, see those effects. So we also don't want to scare children either. We don't want them to think that it's the worst thing in the world, because there are people who can consume alcohol at a reasonable amount and have a good time and be safe. But talking about some of those real life situations, such as, you know, kids are drinking and they get in trouble and in high school or middle school, they're not going to be able to play sports. It maybe is difficult for them to get a scholarship. Maybe, you know, depending on what type of job they're wanting in the future, it might be detrimental for that.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk about you don't want to scare them, but binge drinking is, you know, a real concern, a real problem. So how do you walk that line and even approach binge drinking and what it can do?
Yeah, a lot of this is going to have to depend a little bit on your relationship with your child. So if you have a child who is going to, you know, you say black and they say white, well, maybe you're going to have to come at it a little bit differently as far as giving them the information and letting them do with it mm-hmm. what they can. We can't control anybody else. We only can control ourselves. And so if we do our part as parents by providing that information, we've done our part. And so I think, there is a fine balance between the binge drinking and just a casual drink. I mean, none of that is going to be acceptable for someone under the age of 21. I mean, that's just illegal. And like I said, with the brain development. So I think also telling kids, so there's for adult women, there's a recommended amount of two drinks in a sitting and then seven drinks for the week. And then for adult men, it's three drinks in a sitting and then 14 drinks throughout the week. So it shows, I think even that, like that's the recommended amount. And it shows like, okay, well, we can have two drinks and like this is recommended because the binge drinking has such detrimental effects on our ability to make wise decisions, to be productive in our lives, to even get good sleep. I mean, mm-hmm. if we're binge drinking right before bed, we're not probably sleeping very well either. The kind of overall health and wellness aspects.
Overall health and wellness diminishes. We're talking about underage drinking with Cassandra Frisk, an outpatient therapist at Family Services of Northeast Wisconsin. How does your family treat alcohol when kids are around? Do you drink in front of your children? Does your family go to bars? Do you ever allow kids to drink underage? Join in. Your situation, your stories, 800-642-1234. Cassandra, we had a caller who asked to remain anonymous and asks, how can you tell if a young person has a problem with alcohol? And they want to know, how can we help a young person who seems to be an alcoholic?
Oh, that's a great question. Yes. So signs that you would want to look for, again, making, you know, depending on your relationship with your child, how well you know them, you're going to want to look for some secretive behavior. So are they going places they don't normally go? Are they acting in ways that they don't normally act? Do you notice grades slipping? Do you notice, them spending time with friends that they maybe wouldn't spend as much time with, you know, making sure that you have the alcohol that you have in the house as a parent is maybe put somewhere that they don't know about or somewhere where they can't access it as mm-hmm. easily. Yeah. And checking, I mean, honestly, a lot of the time, if you just come out and honestly ask your child if they're using drugs, if they're using alcohol, if they're having sex, like any conversation that's typically taboo, if we just come out and ask them, they're probably going to tell us the truth. And we're going to hope for that too, right? We're going to hope mm-hmm. that our children are able to be honest with us. So those are the kind of some things to look for. And as far as getting help, there's great therapists out there that can help children with their substance use. So not only alcohol, but just some drugs as well, and getting just kind of a second opinion. It might not be that they are using alcohol. Maybe they're having more depression symptoms. But, I mean, even then, that's really important for the children to be able to get the support that they need from a professional.
Cassandra, what is your sense of how the pandemic might be affecting underage drinking? Can you make any type of prediction or estimation?
Well, I think that we saw it in the beginning. There were, I guess I don't know how accurate this is, but I remember in the beginning of the pandemic when people were in more lockdown quarantine situations, people were consuming more alcohol. And I think also because that wasn't really being able to be monitored as far as for children, you know, whether, you know, maybe they had parents who had to work outside the home. And so they were maybe more unsupervised and had more time to kind of experiment with things. I haven't seen any research per se. There's probably some out there. But the increase in just overall mental health concerns has been pretty alarming as far as how the pandemic has gone for people. I mean, I see it every day for children, to adults. And I think that even if we're maybe not noticing firsthand that alcohol has been increased kind of correlationally with the pandemic, for sure, I would imagine that there definitely has been more of an increase with social media, like we've talked about.
Yeah, we'll have to just keep watching it. Cassandra, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's been great to be on with you.
Cassandra Frisk is an outpatient therapist and women's recovery journey therapist at Family Services of Northeast Wisconsin. Just ahead, we explore the growing landscape of specialized media providers with a look at Hmong media entrepreneurs in the digital age. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.